Good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. Please, family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, thank you so much for giving us this Master's Call, Lord, and for letting us come together in fellowship, Lord, over your word and with your word, Lord. And we just trust you, Lord, and we thank you for blessing us with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle Doctor and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, thank you for giving them your full blessing, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for our artist life family. Thank you for loving them and just giving them your wonderful kingdom strategies and just blessing them to overflow. Thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for speaking to our hearts and opening up our spiritual minds and ears and all of our senses, Lord, to hear and to receive what you have for us, Holy Spirit, this morning. Thank you for our wonderful speaker this morning. Thank you for just filling them and blessing them, Lord, with your love and all of your wonderful fruits of the Spirit. And we love you, and we agree that your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth that you call Artist Life and the Master's Call family as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this Soar High on Wings Like Eagles Wednesday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for greeting and seating the people and opening us up in prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia, and we want to welcome you and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, and honor and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. As you know, the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two dynamic and amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we know as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you who are calling with the cell phone network who charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and each day you can listen to the current day's playback by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet like Minister Rebecca did or host as I am doing now, if you feel like the Lord has given you a word that is stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new Morning Motivational Call, hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that keeps us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. So now I'm about to get out of the way so that the woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message, can come forth and share what thus says the Lord. Today's speaker is none other than our very own Minister Wanda Walker. Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted the Lord as her personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerron Laurie, the senior pastor of the church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to the Monuments of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Richard D. Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda is currently a member and serves on as an ordained minister. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 1990s. She has an anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered abuse. Evangelist Wanda has been working in the women's ministry as the financial secretary. She is also assistant Sunday school teacher at Monuments of Faith Evangelistic Church. Evangelist Wanda has a call on her life to preach and teach the gospel of responsibility of Jesus Christ. She also has been a speaker at Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church and various other churches in the Chicago area, as well as the annual revival held in Gary, Indiana. Evangelist Wanda has spoken at retreats and was also a leader of prayer group. She received a certificate from the School of the Prophets from New Global Destiny International World Vision Ministries in 2010. Evangelist Walker also received a certificate in intercessory prayer and biblical studies. Evangelist Wanda is also an artist life distributor in Chicago, in Illinois. I present to some and introduce to other, none other than our very own sister, Evangelist Wanda Walker. Wanda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you, Minister Rebecca, for the tag. I thank God for this opportunity to come before his dear ones today. Thank God for Pastor V, the vision that God has given her, and she ran with the vision. I thank God for Pastor Dr. Pacola Roberts Patton for them coming together, allowing the Lord to use them. Thank God for all of you. I thank God for waking me up this morning with a mind to serve him. God is so good and so worthy to be praised. I'm going to have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just come to you thanking you for all that you've done, all that you do, and all that you are going to do. Thank you for all of my sisters and brothers, Lord God, in the Artist Life family. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Father God, for all of my sisters and my brothers, in Jesus' name. Lord, I decrease, but you increase. Speak through my mouth in the name of Jesus, and I will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord, my sisters. Thank God for this opportunity thank God for what he's doing in all of our lives and for what he is going to do. We're going to go to the Word, which is Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 19th verse, Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew 19:6-19. And it reads, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt. I'm sorry, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." I'm going to read the 20th verse again. "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where the thieves do not break through nor steal." They can't touch it. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. We cannot serve God and mammon." You cannot serve God and mammon. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Don't think about what you're going to eat. Take no thought. But behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father, he feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" Yes, we are. "Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?" Which one? "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Matthew 6:19-34. And the title is, "Don't worry about a thing." God don't want us to worry. He want us to cast all our cares on him. Worry. What is worry? What does worry mean? To feel anxious, be uneasy, to make anxious, trouble, to ignore, to bother, to be vexed. He told us don't worry. He told us to be anxious for nothing in 4:6, but be careful for nothing, anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Now, he told us, don't worry. If he said, don't worry, that's what he means. Don't worry. Cast our cares on him. The opposite of worry is faith. He wants us to believe him. Like the fowls of the air, they fly. The birds, they wake me up in the morning. I just hear them just chirping. Of course, I don't know what they're saying, but they're talking to the Lord, you know, talking to each other or whatever they're doing. But I hear them. And they're not worried about anything. Every morning I hear them chirping outside my window. And then later on, they just fly away. I don't hear them anymore. Well, they just going away. They going to fly, get them something to eat or whatever they're doing. But they're not worried about anything because they know that they going to have something to eat. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. He don't want us to worry. He told us, don't worry about what we're going to wear, what we're going to put on, what we're going to eat. He said he was going to supply all our needs. And if he said it, that settles it. He's going to do it. We don't have to worry about anything, but pray about everything and then rest and know that he got us. He don't want us to worry. Faith, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We can't see it, but we know that God is going to do it because he told us, don't worry. Don't worry about nothing. I have you. I'm going to take care of you. And he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, that settles it. We're going to have food. We're going to have clothes. We're going to have a roof over our head because he told us that he would supply all our needs. If he said it, he's going to do it. So all we have to do is rest in that and know that God is going to take care of us. Come what may, I don't care what happens in the world, God got us. He have his children. He told us in his word that he was going to take care of us. So either we're going to believe what he said in his word and not worry, or we're going to worry. And when we worry, it makes us anxious. It brings on all sorts of illnesses because we are worried. And when we don't have to, when we can just give it to him. Now, our emotions, the first thing is going to come to us is to worry. But then when you know what he says in his word, say, no, I ain't worrying about nothing. The devil tell you you're going to die. The cancer, the big C, I hear so much about cancer. So many people are leaving here because they are frightened. They are afraid. They don't know Jesus, and they believe that, well, it's my time. It's not your time. God sent his son to die for us. Thousands of years ago, he took on the cancer so we wouldn't have to worry about anything about sickness is going to come. But don't worry. Cast it on the Lord. Tell him what he said. And he told us, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow going to take care of itself. He says, seek first. Seek me first. When you seek me first, when you lean on me, when you trust in me, when you believe in me, you know that I'm going to take care of you. So you know you don't have to worry about anything. The devil always wants us to worry. He wants us to worry. He wants us to focus in on what's going on, what's happening. He wants that. That's his job. His job is to come to steal and kill and destroy and take our focus off. But we want to get back to Hebrews 11:6, where God said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. You want to please me, you got to have faith. You got to know that I told you I'm going to take care of you. So if he said he's going to take care of us, he's going to do just that. I believe God. If you're worrying, you're not praying. You're not believing God. Don't worry about a thing. Pray about everything and know that God got us no matter what his word says. Trust in him. Lean on him. Don't worry about finances. Because the enemy, he is fighting so many people with finances. But God said he's going to take care of us. He also said if we delight ourselves in him, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. So finances, we already rich. We rich in Jesus. And it's going to manifest naturally so. Just not worry. But let's cast all our cares on him. Let's stand on his word and know that he said he loved us more than he loved the sparrows. He created them. He loved them too. But he loved us more, and he know what we need. And he also know our desires. And as we seek him first, as we depend on him, not seeking him second, not third, not fourth, but as we seek him first, as we lean on him, as we fall in love with him, as we worship and praise him and trust and lean and depend on him and say, no, I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. Devil, God said that he told me not to worry about nothing, so I'm not worrying about it. I'm going to bed. You take it up with my father, because my father said that he don't want me to worry about nothing, because he is going to supply all my needs. So get up under my feet where you belong in the name of Jesus, because I'm going to bed, because my father told me not to worry, and I will not worry, but I will cast all my cares on him, because he care for me. Let's not worry about nothing. Let's pray about everything. Let's continue to know that God got us. And whatever God have chosen you to do, whatever you set your hands to do, don't fret. Don't worry. He got us. Continue to lean, trust, and depend on him. Praise him for the victory. God bless you. I love you all. Let's continue to lean on Jesus. In the hands of you, host.
Minister Wanda, thank you for that word from the throne room. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God, Minister Wanda, and the word for us not to worry. Lord, we ask that you just continue to be a hedge of protection around her. Keep and guide her. Guard her heart, O Heavenly Father. Touch her mind as she continues to process through not worrying, O Heavenly Father. Give her all that she needs and more. Let everything that her hand touches multiply, Lord. You are the God of multiplication, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the two amazing women, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes founded this call, O Heavenly Father. Their obedience to you, O God, is why we can come together each morning to receive a word from you as we begin our day. We thank you for Artist Life, which is the vehicle which brought us all here together today. We ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection protection around the Des de Leon family, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, continue to lead and guide them down the path that you would have artist life go, oh Heavenly Father, not to the left, to the right, Lord, but only the path that you would have us walk, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, O Heavenly Father. Father, we bind up sickness because sickness is a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue to just walk in your presence and to seek your perfect will, we desire that Jeremiah 29:11 plan that you have for our lives, oh Heavenly Father. So Lord, we just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you as we go about each and every day. Lord, we ask that you touch the bereaved families. Father, you know what they need. Be that peace that passes all understanding. Comfort them, O Heavenly Father. You know in those secret places, those things that they do not speak, Lord, be there to guide them through the process, O God. Lord, we know that you continue to do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in us. So, Father, we just thank you. We love you. We magnify you. And we exalt your holy name, Lord, because you are worthy of that and so much more. Lord, we want to make sure we give you the praise, glory, and honor and reverence that is due you every time we open our mouth. Let us say only that which you give us to say and do only that which you give us to do. And we call it done in the matchless and majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Big Brother Jesus Christ. We say amen. Amen and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. Access code 294-617-pound. Again, save the date. We know that in September we will be having the next artist conference. Make sure you begin your planning. And as soon as we have more information about the exact dates and hotels, we will bring that to you. Again, if you want to listen to today's message again, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. We are so very thankful that each and every one of you thought it not robbery and have joined us here today. We are looking forward to you coming back on the line tomorrow. We know that another powerful word will come forward, and we are just so thankful for Minister Wanda and the message on not worrying this morning. Minister Rebecca, thank you for seating and greeting the people, and we look forward to hearing you all again in the morning. Minister Wanda, can you come back, please, and give us our benediction? Minister Wanda?
Yes. Oh, okay, I'm here. Thanks, Minister Kai. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. God guide us, y'all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Bye-bye.